Louise needed extra money. Her best friend since childhood was an avid reader of gay erotica. She convinced Louise that with her writing chops, she could crank out a novel every month. Louise had a Master of Fine Arts in Creative Writing and a PhD in Women's Studies. Louise's therapist, who besides her best friend Christy, was the only other person who she confided in about writing erotica, advised, "Why don't you write the novel you've been talking about for years?" "Because it will take me years," Louise said, "and I need the money now." "Well, it's tough to dumb it down," the therapist said. Louise was an art history scholar and had several books published through the university press, but she made very little money on them despite the noted acclaim by other scholars in her area. While coloring Louise's hair in the kitchen sink, Christy told her, "You can write your novel about Gertrude Stein, yawn," she said, "while you write about gay guys getting it on." Louise corrected her, "Alice B. Tolkis, not Stein." "Whatever," Christy said as she inspected Louise's roots like a Reese's monkey inspects her young book for fleas. Louise was supposed to get tenure the next academic year. She'd been at the university for over 10 years, and if she did get tenure, she then could breathe a sigh of relief. Living from paycheck to paycheck was not what she had in mind as she neared 50, but her employment alone was not covering her and her husband Russ's bills. Last year, he'd been so depressed, like she wasn't, and he decided that he'd give up his teaching job at the middle school. "It's soul-crushing," he told her. So she supported his career change to become a brewmaster and eventually opened his own brewery. All he seemed to be doing was drinking beer at the moment. She told Christy as her head hung in the sink, "I'm researching the genre." She was currently reading Erotic Tales of the Knights Templar in the Holy Land. "What?" Christy exclaimed. "No, read Hotheads by Damon Swade," she whistled. "It won the Lambda Gamda, something like that, award last year for ebooks." Louise said she would, but defended herself, saying she was enjoying the elements of historical fiction in the Knight Templar book. She could feel Christy rolling her eyes. "What's your pen name?" Christy asked. Louise pointed to the laptop that was still open. Her pen name was on the header. "G.W. Fuchs? I love it." "It's Fuchs. It's German," Louise said. The novel was titled In the Distant Wilderness.